This is the Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Also streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and the RadioSt.Pete.com app, which we just got up and running. And it's a December 10th, only 2 weeks away from Christmas Eve. So it's one of our two Christmas theme shows, and we're going to have a blast down here. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. We're teeing off without Oscar Garner III as he scrambles to come down. He's a young man that had a late Friday night. Oh, I hearken for those great days, and I'm sure John Rieger does as well, but not at our ages. John Rieger, join me shortly. We're at 13th and Central, the entrance to Ferg's. Come on down now. I've got a very festive theme. We've got a great show today, and we'll have some fun. I'll even give you a free pint to one of our great sponsors, and that's Sea Dog in Treasure Island. And I got a pint. We're having a big Christmas party down on Sunset Beach. If you're in the local listening area, come on down this afternoon about 4 o'clock. It's the Sunset Beach Santa Stroll. I'm Mr. Christmas, and Sea Dog will be there, and I'll be riding with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. So that's just a little preview, and another one of our great sponsors. And Shrimpy's, another sponsor, will be there as well. So I'll get that out of the way. John's going to join us. Of course, the whole world of golf is upon the western coast of Florida tonight. We've got the match right now. We got the QB down in Naples. John and I'll talk a lot about that. And a big O will come down and make his last appearance of 2022 before he heads back up north. And then we'll talk a little bit about the PNC Championship. That is next weekend. Florida's just carrying the golf world right now, to be quite frank with you. And we're blessed with On the Tee Florida to be in the midst of it. You know who also is in the midst of it? John Rieger. He's been waiting for my call for 3 days, so he has to have the radio show on so he can get through. What's going on, my man?
Well, it's a fantastic day for golf, especially with all eyes on the golf world, as you said, in Tampa Bay with the match at the Pelican Golf Club. And it's going to be fun. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the show about the match and some of the interactive things that's unique to this particular golf event that the fans can actually get involved with. So we're looking forward to talking about that a little bit later.
I'll tell you what, yesterday I was in Clearwater for meetings, and I thought, well, you know, I'll drive by the Pelican Club. I think I could have got inside the White House grounds easier than trying to get close yesterday. It was about 1:32. I thought, I'll go in and take some snaps, put on social media, and give that vibe that On the Tee Florida was actually involved and on the grounds. But security is at a height. So if you're out there listening and you've got any visions of grandeur of getting there tonight to watch, stay home and watch it because you're not getting close.
Well, hey, Mike, no, we don't stay home and watch it. We go to Ferg's and watch it tonight. It's on TNT.
Yes. What am I thinking? Ferg's, Sea Dog, Shrimpy's.
All three of them.
Ferg's would be the primary one to come down to.
Don't go. Don't leave Ferg's. Stay there all day.
Hey, I can't, man. I'm a celebrity today. I'm Mr. Christmas down on Sunset Beach. You ought to see my goofy 66-year-old carcass this morning. I got the jacket on, my elf T-shirt. I've got my nice Christmas tie. Yeah, I look like a dandy, but I love the Christmas spirit, and we'll have Santa stopping by probably before the end of the show, and in the Christmas spirit, we're actually giving away pints of beer. And guess what happened yesterday to our good man, Wild Bill? I got some very cool swag, and I've got it down here on the set. It's one of the things I was going to talk to you about. So I hope you're listening. Wild Bill, thank you very much. Much appreciated. And you've got some cool gear, my man. We may have to talk about that that business as well. I'm sure you got plenty of it.
Wild Bill is the founder and owner of Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion. And he reinstituted his hat line out there, and he sent me a picture of what he's stitching. Now I'm going to have to drive all the way down to St. Petersburg to pick one of those things up. You've got the whole stash there, but Yank and Crank, Extreme Fish Fashion, Wild Bill has done a great job with it, and he's got more to come with his line of Yank and Crank hats, shirts, and all kinds of accessories.
So do you have any suggestions what I could have possibly done yesterday to get on the grounds? I mean, you're an old pro of running tournaments and running off riffraff like me. Do you have any inside tips of how I might have been able to get in there, the day before?
Yeah, you need to make friends with a pizza delivery driver and act like you're delivering a pizza. Go buy a couple Domino's pizzas and borrow a shirt and a hat and walk in there, and you're inside.
Well, I actually know a driver. I could get him a few bucks and drove his vehicle in there. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that tonight. Is that 7 o'clock our time or 6? I keep hearing 6, and somebody said 7 earlier today, but I was sure it was 6.
Well, now that you bring it up, I want to give our listeners the rundown of about the match and how you can interact with it. First of all, you can get involved early. At 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, the Bleacher Report has an app. You can download it on Google or Apple Store. And they're going to have the Hot Seat Press Conference. And Smiley Kaufman, who is a friend, good friend of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, is going to host a questions from fans across anybody on that Bleachers app. And they're going to do that for 30 minutes. And then on TNT, they're going to have a broadcast begin on TBS, True TV, and Headline News Network. So you'll have simulcasts with that along with TNT. And it's 6 o'clock, and what they're doing is they start this match out. They actually tee off at 6:30, but they start this match off at 6 o'clock, and they have a thing called the Conversation with Deloitte. And it's going to be a roundtable discussion, and it's going to have Tiger Woods and Roy McIlroy and Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and Brian Anderson, who does a lot of NBA calling with Charles Barkley, and former Masters winner Trevor Immelman will be part of that, and Catherine Tappan will be there too. So they're bringing that TNT basketball team in to cover some golf, and there should be a very interesting roundtable discussion. And then they go tee it up at 6:30 under the lights. So that's how you can interact. That's how you can get involved. And it's a simple best ball. You know, it's two people versus two people, so low score of either team on each hole will determine the score. And it's only a 12-hole match, so what happens is it is match play also, so it's a best ball format, but it is match play hole by hole. Now, here's something. It's supposed to be 12 holes. Hey, but if one team gets froggy out there and they win three or four holes, they're four up, with three to go, the match is over. So you better watch this thing early because they could get over early.
Well, I just realized I've got my my Mr. Christmas responsibilities till about 6. I'm going to be pushing it. Think they'll run it again on those stations?
You can download the Bleacher app. You can watch it on the app. And just like we're all going to be watching a lot of stuff, I know, I always listen to the Tampa Bay Sports Connection right after our golf show. I love some of the guests that you bring on, especially the local flavor you have that with high school athletes and coaches and things like that. So, but also, I have to simultaneously have the college football game on. And while you're playing with Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, the Army-Navy game's going to be on. And that's something that if you don't like football, you got to watch the Army-Navy game. So you better be technologically savvy to be able to listen to these golf shows, these sports shows, and watch the football and attend the parade and finish up tonight with an ice-cold Sea Dog pint at Berg's watching the match.
Well, you just shot me down completely when you said technically savvy. In fact, I want to welcome him to the show. I have a new young man. You've seen his work already, Joseph Geiger. I don't know if he wants me to call him Joe, or Joseph, but the young man has done a superb job day 5. So I told him to come down, get a little flavor for us. But he's a Boca Ciega pirate, and welcome to the show, and you've done a superb job. And the guy on the other end, John Rieger, so excited that I've got somebody like you involved in our social media because he knows I'm a dunce. So welcome to the show, Joe, and I'm looking forward to a future.
This week on the video. You did an absolutely fantastic job with the video with Mike's you know, 2 minute sports connection there. I looked at that and I go, wow, you know, he is now in this century, and he's got video, and you're the man behind it. So Joey Joseph, welcome to the On the Tee Florida John Rager Golf Report, and I just look forward to your work and you being part of the team.
Hey, let's go over and then we'll get a hold of Michael Furs, the Guinness Book of World Records trick shot artist. I'm looking forward to hearing what he's up to. He's got some exciting things coming down the road in first of the year with some celebrities. But let's take a look and scramble. You know, they're playing that down at the QB this scramble format in Naples yesterday. Do they change formats every day?
Yes, they do. They do a different format each and every day at the shootout. That's why those scores get pretty low. And so what they do is they mix the format up. They have the modified alternate shot where they basically what they do, they both tee off, you pick the best one, and then you alternate in from there. That was the old JCPenney style format. For listeners who've been in Tampa Bay for a long time, the JCPenney Mixed Classic was a staple, and it was a combination tournament between the LPGA and the PGA Tour. And Tiger even played in it in his early days. And they would pair, you know, a male and female golfer together as the mixed team. And the way they played that format is both people teed off, pick the best shot, and then you alternate from there all the way to the completion of the hole. Then you start over on the next tee. So that's the format in the QBE. And then you have the better ball. And better ball means that they get to play, take the lowest score of the two people on each hole. And, of course, they do the scramble. And the scrambles, a lot of fun. But you know, two-man scrambles not the easiest format in the world. If you've ever played a charity golf tournament, or you may be playing a local club event, you think, well, you know, four-person scramble, that's kind of easy. But you get a two-person scramble, it's not as easy as you think. And yet these scores get down into the high 50s with these PGA Tour pros. And this year they actually have Nelly Korda and a few other LPGA Tour professionals playing in this event also. So they've kind of mixed it up again.
Couple of Floridian girls, though, right now on top of the leaderboard is Charlie Hoffman and Ryan Palmer, and then you've got Connors and Lee, Max Homa, Kevin Kistner. He lives down here in Florida, and where is Nelly? I think it's great that they're bringing the gals, and I guess next year is going to be even more mixed as far as the LPGA and the PGA in their format as well.
Well, you know, the sad part about this is this tournament was founded by Greg Norman, and it's a PGA Tour event, okay, in the sense that it may not be a FedEx Cup points event, but it is a PGA Tour sanctioned event, and unfortunately, even though Greg Norman literally lives right around the corner, one of his, you know, many places and homes he has around the world, he's really not allowed to be part of it, and he was the one that founded this tournament. And you read the website about the QBE shootout. It's a wonderful event, but, you know, his name's scrubbed from everything. So, but he knows that, you know, and that comes with the territory. But he was the inspiration behind this tournament to start it, and hats off to him for its continued success.
Nelly Korda is sitting at in fourth, and they're 12 under. No, where are they at? Yeah, they're actually. Yeah, they're tied for fourth. Nelly Korda is currently, and I'd like to see
that. Get that leaderboard up.
She doesn't have to go too far, and of course, that's brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and our good friends at Sea Dog Brewery. And I'll be over there today for some time as well. After I get my technically set, maybe I have to have Joe show me all the platforms where I can watch all of the things that I need to get to today. And the Army-Navy game is one of my bucket list down the road because the emotion I have, I had a bunch of friends, and I have some friends broadcasting from there right now, and the emotion in that stadium is unbelievable.
Well, you know, it's one of those games when you watch it, even if you're not a football fan, it's a game that's a must. Even if you, let's say, for example, you don't really follow NASCAR at all, but you're going to watch that Daytona 500. Or, you know, if you don't follow baseball, you're going to watch that World Series. That's the type of event it is. And it's a wonderful event because these young men and women, you know, of both academies who either play in the game or in the stands, you know, rooting their team on, you know, this is it for them. I mean, they're going right into, you know, they graduate, they're going right into the mainstream of their service, either the Army or the Navy or Marines, and they're going to be there, and they're going to defend their country. So they could be in battle. They could be in war. So when they play this game, it's a heated game, and your service men and women all over the world, you know, they send their videos in from, you know, tanks and ships and planes and this and that and the other, and it's a great event. And then at the end of the game, after they've been at each other's throats all day, all of a sudden at the end of the game, they're all one big happy family on the same team.
So well, it's been described game. As the only football game or event that you can go to where the participants on the field would lay down their life for the Pete. To everybody that's watching the game, and I thought that was very an impactful statement. Hey, a couple things before we go to a quick break, and then we'll have Michael first. Did you see Brando Chambly, the Golf Channel? Sometimes he's controversial. He is trying to make the PGA Champions Tour, and he's at qualifying right now. Did you see that?
There's quite a few. If you played on the PGA Tour. Like he has, and he played for a number of years, so he just wasn't like a flash in the pan. He actually played on the tour for numerous years, and if you've ever done that, and you turn 50, you gotta give it a whirl. You gotta give it a try. You know, most of the time it doesn't work out as well as you think, but there's been quite a few players that they turn 50, they go give it a whirl. And Brando, he'll get a couple sponsors exemptions out there, I'm sure, because of his longevity with the Golf Channel. But yeah, why not? You know, he's got a good swing. He's not a big, overpowering guy. He's not super tall and he's not super big. So, you know, he doesn't have the physique that some of the players of his era do that are bigger and stronger and longer. But you know, boy, he can putt really well and he hits it dead straight off the tee. So should be interesting to see. And hey, I wish him the best.
Hey, I want to take a moment here and I want you to wish Oscar Garner III, the Michigan State grad, as he sits across from me, a good Saturday afternoon as he finally got his carcass out of bed and strolled, it's about 500 yards to be on the show. And fortunately, he's not on any clock. However, don't you hearken sometimes for the days when you would stay out all night, John? I mean, those days are well past us. But how could I get upset? I it just brings back so many fond memories.
Well, anytime we can get a celebrity golf caddy on the show, like the Big O, we're all for it, and he's going to have to arm himself with some good stories coming down the pike here. Now he's going to bug out for a whole month here. I hear that he's going to go back up to Michigan and, hang out in the snow and enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, first off, my apologies.
There's no apologies needed. Say hello to John. Be courteous.
Hello, John. How you doing? I appreciate you always acknowledging my celebrity status, even though sometimes it's not as earned as it should be.
Hey, and one last story, and then we'll take a break.
Celebrity status is not earned. It's bestowed. And you have been bestowed as the On the Tee Florida Celebrity Golf Caddy.
All right, well, I want him to share this humorous story, which he did the other day. I can't believe he hasn't shared this before because we would have had a lot of fun with it. And then we'll get a hold of Michael first. Why don't you explain to our audience how educated you were and having that opportunity to work at Woodland at Oakland Hills and have a spectacular high school and college career, making great bank, get a scholarship. And you didn't know Jack. Explain it. Tell this story to the audience.
Yeah. This is. And John, I think you'll really have fun with this. I think it's perfect timing for the year. We got Christmas coming up. End of the year, but we started at the beginning of the year, so I'll tell the story. So humble beginnings at Oakland Hills. It's a pretty intense training session. What the caddy master does, the new entrance of the caddy class for that year, they apply. That doesn't mean you got the job. You got to come out. About 8, 9, 10 of us accompany the caddy master. We all take turns carrying his bag down each hole. Some of the guys who golfed in the past, they go first, show you how it's done. And then some of the newer guys pick up, carry the bag. You know, you get the idea. So a couple guys went. We get through the first three holes. We get to about the fourth hole, and I'm pretty nervous. It's my turn to carry the bag. He sets the bag down. The guy from the last hole gets it back from the green, sets it down on the fairway. I mean, sets it down on the tee box. I come and pick it up, and I've seen that these other caddies have had handed the caddy master the driver to start the hole. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I learned from seeing. I'll transfer that knowledge, and we'll get off, you know, on a good start. Reach in the bag, take off the cover, put the cover in my bib, hand him the driver. Guy looks at me like I'm crazy. He's like, is this some type of joke? He's like, what is this? I'm like, no, it's the driver. We got, you know, start the hole. He's like, dude, it's a par three. At that, it was 150 yards. He's like, what are you trying to say? So that is how I started my illustrious career.
And he still got the job, John.
Still got the job. We were thin on caddies that year.
Obviously. And the guy probably felt sorry for you. Oh, my God, I need to work with this kid.
And you know what's funny? That same year, I caddied in the U.S. Amateur after about 60, 65 loops. After I grinded my way up from the USAM that year, came into town. I grinded my way up from not knowing that you need an 8-iron on the par 3 to telling some guy how to read the greens at Oakland Hills South for the U.S. Amateur that same year.
Well, I'm glad you're back in our world. All right, John, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to talk to Michael Furs, the Guinness Book of World Records trick shot artist. We'll be back on the T Florida from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner's with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. As we get ready to talk to Michael Furs, we got John Rieger up there. I got to ask him, John, is it Rieger or Rieger?
Well, it just depends. As long as it's spelled correctly on the check, it doesn't matter to me. But I usually pronounce it Rieger. I mispronounced my own name when I was a kid. My mom corrected me. It's not Rieger, it's Rieger.
Okay.
So I didn't think we had any. So I know that when Tony Dorsett changed his name to Tony Dorsett, I was thinking, well, maybe I should change my name to John Rieger. But no, it's Rieger, and you can spell it backwards or forward. It's a palindrome, just like NASCAR.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's tackle Michael Furs, and hopefully since our last conversation, he didn't change the pronunciation of his name, and maybe I've been butchering it all along. This brought to you by Coppertail Brewing, our good friends, and I want to thank Will Law. He's the representative, a good friend of mine. Keep him in your thoughts and prayers, folks. 38 years young, just got married, and they discovered a brain tumor, and he's in rehabilitation right now. He's a great cat, and we're thinking of you on the T Florida, and everybody here at Ferg's loves you. And that's Will Law. Now let's switch gears and talk to Michael Furs. How are you, my man?
Good morning, boys. How is Florida today?
Well, it's great every day, and today it's exceptional. It's a Chamber of Commerce day on the western side. John Rager does East Coast, Crescent Beach weather update each and every week, too. What's the weather up like there, John?
Well, you know, according to Wild Bill's Weather and Golf Channel, my report as follows is that it's overcast up here. It's very foggy up here in Crescent Beach. And 68 degrees, humidity is very, it's up there just a little bit because of all the fog. The seas are 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. But living in Florida is just absolutely paradise. And, hey, Michael, welcome to On the Tee Florida and the John Rager Golf Report. And I know we've had you on several times here. You're probably one of our most popular guests out there because it's very fascinating what you do and what world record you hold. But some of our listeners, we're the fastest growing radio show in the state of Florida, haven't heard about you before. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and this world record that you hold and some of the exciting things coming up.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. And my stories are a little odd and unusual, but we do a lot of great things in golf and entertain the golfers and groups and the tournaments that we work with. But I am a 5-time Guinness World, where we swing the world's longest golf clubs. In 2012, we started swinging a 14-foot driver, and it worked up to 20-foot, 22, 28, 30-foot. Currently, we're at 51-foot. That requires two hands to swing that club.
Mike, have you ever thought about, before we go any further, it just popped into my mind thinking about it, because a lot of times for our listeners out there, if you went ahead and Googled you out there, you'll see all kinds of information and stories about the world, you know, record for the longest golf club used. But you're also intermingled in with the world long driving champions. You know, when you look for this, have you ever thought about having your own like world golf championship of the longest golf clubs used, like a league of some sort?
Well, my format for raising money for charity is we bring out 10 8-foot drivers, one left-handed, one pink one for the ladies. All the teams that cheat for the charities get to swing my 8-foot drivers, and I coach them to be successful. So each team gets to have their own long, long, long drive contest.
I'm certain that's a hit at all those charity events that you're doing.
Well, you know, Michael, that's pretty cool. You know, you think about just trying to get the average golfer who can't hit the rear end with both hands out there to hit a golf ball at all, much less try to hit this. You must be one heck of a coach.
It is fun, and that is the great thing, too, because they are coached personally by the 5-time Guinness World Record holder. So there is a trick to each trick shot, and it relates to your regular swing. So even we teach them the trick to the trick shot, they can roll that over to the regular game and use it all the time.
Now tell us a little bit about these celebrities, these Hollywood celebrities that all of a sudden you got tangled up with and involved with this.
Well, my favorite celebrity of all time is Burton Gillian. I'm his golf coach here in Dallas. But, you know, Scott Baio and Alfonso Ribeiro and Anthony Anderson, these guys are all potentially interested in being involved in the world's longest golf club. So we have the Discovery Channel trying to put something together, and we're hoping to get it to come together around April next year. The PGA Senior Tour is playing at Los Colinas Country Club at a celebrity deal with the Champions Tour. Alfonso and Anthony will both be there, and Mike Rouse and myself live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It would be the perfect time to do this 61-foot driver.
You know, I understand that Anthony Anderson got credited with the world record, and you quickly overtook that. What do you think, physically, the longest club that could ever be hit that's humanly possible? Is there a ceiling to where you say that you can't go past it? It's like going past the speed of light. Just can't go past it. Is there a length that just it's just to a point that's just impossible?
I teach the kids all the time. If you write that word down, impossible, it says I'm possible. It doesn't say impossible. It says I'm possible. So just look at that word a little differently.
Well, that's a great way to look at it.
Well, we always have a good message. And we always create a good message out of whatever content we got. And so don't ever give up. Don't just because you think it's impossible means it's impossible.
So that tells me you're going to have to go to like an international airport to be able to hit one of these things, because you're going to need a lot of room.
Yeah. Well, the great thing is we are trying to plateau this record out. I know it's going to get to be so long, the components with the length of the golf club, it's going to max out, and it's not going to be doable anymore. So we're really close. Really close.
We're talking to Michael Furs, and he, of course, is the Guinness Book of World Records trick shot artist out of Dallas, Texas. And, of course, we've got the match right here at the Pelican Club in Bel Air, Florida, tonight at 6 o'clock. They tee off about 6:30, according to my expert up there in Crescent Beach. And you've been to the match before, or you were in Vegas. Talk a little bit about your interaction with Lefty Phil Mickelson, who unfortunately is no longer part of the match. He was superb for it. Anybody that can correct Charles Barkley's swing, which he did in fact do, I have a lot of support for. But let's talk about your interaction with Phil Mickelson and of course the match.
In 2018, I was called by HBO and the Bleacher Report to see what it would take to get my 30-foot driver to Vegas for Phil Mickelson to swing. And I said, what? I said, Phil Mickelson ain't going to want no part of that. Click. I hung up on the guy twice. So they did call back, and they wanted to have my 30-foot driver out at the match at Shadow Creek for Tiger and Phil to have access. Tiger knew about my club when it was 14 feet and didn't want no part of it. Stayed in the clubhouse all day. Phil broke it in about four pieces on the fifth swing. And he snapped in half and he said, see, told you it was easy. I did bring him an 8-foot driver so he and I could have our own long drive contest to the back of the driving range at Shadow Creek, about 287. He whiffed it four times, topped it about 20 feet, and he said, let's see how the pro really does it. I said, better close your eyes and don't feel bad. So I hit it about 267 on the fly and totally humiliated Phil.
Hey, what's the furthest you have, John's talking long drive contest. What's the furthest on the fly that you have under your belt?
With a regular driver?
No, with one of your extended drivers.
Oh, downwind, 15, 20 miles an hour, I can hit my 8-foot driver 300 yards.
300 yards with the 8-foot?
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible because I can tell you that...
I outdrive people with their regular drivers.
Yeah. You were saying, John?
No, I'm just saying that's fantastic. You know, and you were talking about sometimes Tiger and Phil and their reluctance to do things crazy. Years and years ago, when Payne Stewart was alive, you know, we both came out trying to play golf at the same time, and we both were plus fours. Not playing a tournament, and people look at me and go, I don't know who that guy is. He's the other guy wearing knickers, you know. But Payne Stewart, and the reason I bring that up is, you know, it's too bad, you know, he passed, obviously, because he was the kind of player that today would jump in there with you and have a lot of fun and try to hit that driver. In fact, Payne one time went out and played as blindfolded with the National Blind Golfer Champion to see what they would do. They played a little nine-hole match there. So,
that's awesome.
The pain, but hopefully, what I wanted to bring up was like, so you've got in your part of the world, you know, you got Jordan Spieth from your backyard there. Who's going to win the match tonight? How do you think they're going to fare? You got the old guy Tiger now with the number one player in the world, Rory, and then you have the two young guns who play junior golf together. You know, you have Jordan Spieth from your neck of the woods, and then Justin Thomas from Kentucky. Who do you think's going to win that match tonight?
Between all four of them, the needle is really, really sharp. All four of them guys are classic on needling at the right time, right thing to say. But ain't nobody messing with Tiger Woods.
We know it's kind of funny. I know they're all going to be mic'd up, and from watching the PNC Championship that it's coming up next week in Orlando. It's going to be a lot of fun. They should put young Charlie Woods, who does a lot of needling with Justin Thomas, they should make young Charlie an on-course announcer or something for the match tonight. I'm pretty sure that'd be entertaining. So you're thinking you're not going to take any picks tonight. You're just going to just see what happens?
I'm thinking Tiger Woods and Rory's going to take this pretty quick. They really shouldn't turn it into match play because the thing could be over with pretty quick after, 14 holes. And then what are you going to do the other hour and a half of TV time?
That's what I was telling Mike earlier. If you're going to be down at Ferg's having a sea dog fight and taking advantage of any drink specials, you better do it when you first get there because it could be over in a hurry.
Well, the original match was signed for three matches. So Phil and Tiger signed for three deals. Now, the one thing that I've always thought that they were really missing is each team needs a non-golfing heckler. You need somebody heckling constantly to keep the entertainment value going, and it also keeps them a little bit on edge.
We've been trying to figure out how to get Mike Rickard in there to be part of this thing. You know, I've suggested he could be a busboy, he could deliver pizza. He tried to sneak in the other day, they threw him out, but that would be a perfect role for him. We're going to have to get his agent to hook up with TBS sometime, because I agree with you, Mike. I think that's one a wonderful thing to have, because that would really be a lot of fun.
And they also need more strategic challenges already set on the course. And they need some random drawn challenges on the course. Whether it be a trick shot or something. They just need some more random stuff going on.
Yeah, here's what I do. Since it's in a neighborhood and it's at night, you'd have to stage us, but I'd have them just like go knock on somebody's front door and said, hey, come out here and hit my 8-iron into this green here. And that might be a lot of fun.
That's why I'm
the producer of this outfit.
I like that concept, fellas. Well, Michael, why don't you, before I let you go, you sent me some information. I mean, you were on the cusp of getting this Anthony Anderson thing done. What are the odds of this actually happening?
I'm thinking it's really going to happen next spring here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Alfonso Ribeiro and Anthony Anderson are both playing the Celebrity Challenge with the PJ Senior Tour. I live here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and Mike Rouse does too. It's the perfect opportunity to get us all together to do this record for the charities. I mean, it's just convenient, so.
All right, my man. Well, I always appreciate your input. It's creative, it's knowledgeable, and it brings a lot of our audience to your world as well.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you next June when I come to the World Golf Hall of Fame to raise money for my sponsor, Companion Warrior, and Companion Coffee, and I'll hit a ball off of someone's head of your choice.
Well, I'm sure John Rieger already has the, and so is the Big O. They've got the designated person, and it might be my 66-year-old skull that's got plenty of it's got creases and damage over the years anyway. So
I've never missed yet, sir.
You're hardened up from your boxing career. You can take a couple.
I can take a driver to the freaking skull. All right, my friend. And you're right up there in John Rieger's neighborhood. So I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And
thank you, guys. And,
God
thank
bless you.
Yeah, you guys have a great holiday and a happy new year. And I look forward to hearing from you again and seeing you next year. Yeehaw!
All right, my man. We're going to take our last break, and John and I and the Big O, we'll give the Big O a nice send-off. We'll be back on the Tee, Florida, from our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, swim shad, paddle tails, crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida in our last segment down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. A spectacular day. You know, we're doing live radio. And your mic is on as you're negotiating with Ben Botham.
We're talking about the best Body Armor flavor, as we are a Body Armor podcast. We are powered by Body Armor.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I got that figured out. John Rieger, do you want to wish our man Oscar a nice holiday? He's going to go hit the hay again, I'm sure. There's no doubt about it. Hey, and by the way, we just took some cool pictures for Wild Bill. They've got the Yank and Crank gear on, proudly wearing it. So we just took a picture, and we'll be sending it up to you.
Well, you know, I have to do a correction on the air here. You know, I just got fact-checked, and as you know, you may not know this, but Wild Bill has a drop-dead gorgeous trophy wife. Her name's Deanna. And Deanna just informed me that Bill is not the founder of Yank and Crank. Her brother Jeremy is the founder of Yank and Crank, but he and Bill are partners in it. So anyway, just got fact checked there. Just wanted to let
Jeremy
know that. That's important.
Jeremy did a superb job with this this apparel, and I'm kind of an apparel snob being in the business, so this is great stuff.
Well, Jeremy, it really set the tone.
Before we finish up with, I'm going to do a little plug for the John Rager Golf Report here in a few moments, but let's go ahead and give Big O a nice send-off right now.
Nothing nice. He doesn't deserve nice. He just got back from a cruise in Mexico. He's a no-show. He's leaving the neighborhood. You know, he doesn't realize how much I love the kid. He's crushing me. He's leaving. He doesn't show. You know, that's not the Christmas spirit for me, John.
Well, you know, Big O's the kind of guy. He's the best golf reporter on the radio you'll never hear. So he's done a tremendous job so far, and I'm threatening to come down here in January sometime when Big O gets back from his next journey. And we have some plans for Big O coming down the road. We have plans for Big O to do some real celebrity golf caddying, and I'm going to have to run him through the program and teach him a little bit more about club selection on par threes. But other than that, we're looking forward to him like actually being on the show every week.
Well, you know, the only time where my mistake actually makes sense is when Mike is on the tee and I
and I resemble that statement. So you didn't take a slap at me. In fact, there's no driver in my bag. There's a 13 wood.
Just all wood.
13 wood. 11 wood.
All the way down to putter.
I've got, remember the Ginty clubs, John? I've got a Ginty that I absolutely love.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of funny. The only driver that you have, Mike, is the one that gets you home after the 19th hole.
Yeah, after some Champa Bay ice pick vodkas, which are very refreshing, by the way.
Well, if you have to ask for vodka, ask for ice pick.
We've got it everywhere down here at Ferguson, of course. They have it. They have five different options on tap at down at Sea Dogs, and I've been to the. I actually had a birthday cocktail. I said I wasn't going to have a cocktail for 1 year, and I went down and I sat at the bar at Sea Dogs by myself as a loser. And
birthday doesn't count.
It doesn't count. That's what my justification. But damn, did it taste good? Oh my God!
It might have counted.
I could have stayed for about a dozen, but I had a birthday party to attend. So
that
what's
sounds like
what's
that, old,
up?
That sounds like that George Thurgood and the Destroyer song. I drink alone.
Exactly, and I love George Thurgood. And in fact, they'll be here in March. You ought to drive down, and us old guys will go watch them together. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing in social media. Now that we got Joe on board, we're going to dive into all this stuff, and he'll help with On the Tee Florida as well. So talk about what you've been doing now and how people can reach you.
Well, yeah, what I've been doing is every day I post a On the Tee Florida John Rager Golf Report. And the purpose of that is to give our listeners out there and some folks out there something, a little different viewpoint about the world of golf. Yeah, we all keep up with the tours and the scores and those kind of things, but just some things that are a little bit different. For example, if you read the John Rager Golf Report this week, you will see a post on how to go back in time and play golf, and you'll see some interesting artwork about how to do that. There's also some instruction that you can learn from our daily John Rager Golf Report, and it has to do with putting. It's called Aim Point. And you watch TV and you see the tour pros and they're standing halfway between the ball and the hole and they straddle the line while they're trying to figure out the slope. And then they go back behind the ball and they point their fingers up and they try to figure out what the degree is. Well, it's a very effective putting method that's used by PGA tour pros. And if you read this article, you can learn how to do this in 30 seconds. Literally, you can learn how to do this in 30 seconds. Plus, last week we talked about the U.S. Open for adaptive golfers, and they're going to go back to Pinehurst. They had the inaugural tournament this year at Pinehurst. In 2023, they're going back, and Pinehurst obviously has become one of the hubs for the USGA, and the World Golf Museum is actually going to move there not next year but the year after. So there's a lot of interesting things you can learn on the Tee Florida John Rager Golf Report. All you got to do to find us out there, what we do, we put it on the social media. because that seems to be where people spend most of their time browsing on their phone. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, you can see the John Rieger Golf Report. You can learn more about On the Tee, Florida Golf Radio, and have some fun, read some stories. All you got to do is either type in the keywords John Rieger Golf or On the Tee Florida, and you can find all this. And we build up quite a collection here, and we try to post just about every day and come up with some neat and interesting things. But, yeah, appreciate the fact that we can come on live radio here. Understand that we've got some more cities coming on board. We'll talk about that next week, and we'll put that out on this week's John Rieger Golf Report. So anyway, that's what's new from the land of the world of golf, the latest news and updates and opinions.
Well, and as I said, we will be on the air in Lake City, on the lake, and you'll be able to hear it in your old home ground, Gainesville, next weekend. We'll post a lot of information on the, and we're going to start a 2-minute sports update on those channels as well from John Rieger. It'll be the John Rieger Golf Report on the radio, on the FM up there, two FMs, and we'll break that news as well all week long and on the air next week.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We looked at, even though that you can listen to us on the Radio St. Pete app, you know, you can download that on Apple or Google. You can also listen to us any part of the world. But essentially, while we do live radio, our goal is to be able to cover the entire state of Florida from a terrestrial standpoint, in addition to the app. And also for our listeners out there, hey, if you miss a show because you're doing something else, you can go to RadioSt.Pete.com. You can download the app, or you can even go to the website, and you can listen to the archives. They archive our show immediately right after our broadcast. So it's a lot of fun to do that sometimes if you're bored and you want to listen a show about golf and have some fun. Listen to our archives on RadioSt.Pete.com.
All right. Now, I keep making this statement, but next week we are going to have a Christmas vacation trivia. It'll be our last show of 2022. We got a Christmas theme today, but make sure you've got your Christmas vacation. Do a lot of studying, do a lot of watching this week on the greatest cinematic Christmas show of all time.
Well, I'll do my studying this week. I think I've watched that movie about 300 or 400 times, and I've got some great questions for everybody.
All right, my man. Well, have a great week. I'll be talking to you, and I promise, now that I've got these meetings behind me, we will have our weekly meeting, and we've got a lot of exciting things in 2023 that we need to talk about. So have a great weekend, you and your lovely bride. Enjoy the weather up there, and Jeremy, and Wild Bill, thank you for the yank and crank gear that I'm looking at right now. He's got some great swag, boys. Do a thank you to the boys.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And my final comment for today, go Army, beat Navy.
I'm a Navy over Army guy, but regardless, God bless America. And that was his final comment for the day. And that is a great game.
That's a good way to exit. He didn't even give you any room, really. He didn't care. He's just like,
well, I'm going to do God Bless America anyway. All right, we're winding down to so we got now it's just Joe and the Big O. And the Big O, you're taking off. This will be my last time seeing you in 2022.
Until next year, my friend.
All right. Well, hopefully I'm still around. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For Michael Furs, the Big O, just Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Next, as always, God bless.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.